Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Sunday at 6 p.m., and this is the Sunday Show with Jack Jodell, Wayne Johnson, myself, Gwen Berry, coming to you. We do have a reduced minutes on the show for the foreseeable future. We're down to 30 minutes, but we're going to give you a hell of a 30 minutes every Sunday. So, Jack, how you doing?
Very good, and I loved the debates this past week. They were fabulous. I loved every second of them. I want to see the ones in July now.
I think everybody in the country was waiting for them. And now... And now
everybody is going to be waiting for July, but all of the in-between that's happened since has been pretty interesting, too. How about you, Wayne? What did you – oh, you didn't get to see him, did you?
No, I did not get to see him because I'm still in the process of moving here to the on the borders of Spa Creek. I own a piece now of waterfront property in historic downtown Annapolis, but I'm still moving crap in, so and trying to get the condo set up.
Good luck, buddy. Jack, I gotta ask you, what did you think of the moment between Biden and Harris?
Well, Harris nailed him pretty hard. She did it respectfully, though. To her credit, she practiced the 11th commandment, which I'm very proud of her for doing. But she hit him hard and deservedly, and he didn't have a good response. He's tried to come back afterward and respond to her afterward, but I think he wasn't used to getting gobsmacked the way he was. And she did it respectfully, but nonetheless, she scored great points, and she's a clear winner of that second debate. He was the front runner, but I think those days are coming to a close.
I got to tell you, Jack, what impressed me the most out of that whole thing, because I was attentively watching, of course, one of the most impressive things that hit me in that whole thing was how he would not look her in the eye after she said,
yeah,
I was that girl. He would not look her in the eye.
Yeah, that was an amazing moment when she made it personal on her part about how busing helped her, and it helped her become only the second class or something to get into the Berkeley school system,
yeah.
And that was incredible. And you know, she hit him hard, and she looked straight in the camera and did a great job. And he looked down. He didn't have. He looked over toward her, but he never.
She was speaking to the camera, but then when she was talking about herself, she looked over at him.
She looked at him
straight in the eye, and he was looking at her. But when she said, "And I'm that little girl. I'm the second girl."
Yeah.
And he looked away, and he never looked back. And to me, that was as a cold reader. I saw characters that I didn't. I was a bit surprised, but I said, "That's it, buddy. You're floored. You got with people who know. You are floored now." And
I don't think he's going to stay front runner much longer.
Well, you know, the other moment, surprisingly, and I know you guys are going to say, "Oh, Gwen, you're going over to your spiritual people and stuff," but I'm not really. I thought the other amazing statement of the evening was when Marianne Williamson accused the Trump administration of kidnapping children and then prevailing
Very
with child abuse, because she was absolutely on target.
Absolutely.
I think her voice is
no doubt about
very
it. I've said so in my blog many times that he's a kidnapper in chief, and that's what's going on. And the shit that's going on in these concentration camps, let's call them what they really are.
Anti-American,
it's disgusting.
I've spoken many times about my time of the abuses of the military juntas of Pinochet in Chile and the military junta that had taken over Argentina And that's exactly what they are. It's nothing more than abuses of the population.
You know, everyone.
I can't talk anymore.
Every one of those candidates went down, except for Biden, went down to Homestead here, where they have one of those private facilities where they're housing a couple of thousand kids. Every
yep.
one of them, and none of them were given entry. None of them were given entry. It was amazing.
I know. That's disgusting, but it's very revealing, too. These private, and I was so glad that Kamala Harris came out very strongly against these private prisons and wants to get rid of them. Hats off to her for that. The idea of using a private, for-profit prison for anything, let alone children, for God's sakes, it's anti-American. It's absolutely abhorrent.
We are monsters. We are monsters
exactly.
when this kind of thing. Just like Wayne was saying about being down and under Pinochet, we are
yep.
monsters for this. And
absolutely.
Then to have that son of a bitch stand up over there at the J20 and laugh with that. Okay, I gotta calm down,
Putin.
Right, guys. I can't.
Putin, yeah.
With Putin, laugh about interfering in our elections.
Yeah.
And then, of
well,
course,
all the evidence is there.
Did you hear Jimmy Carter? What Jimmy Carter said the next day?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
He's an illegal president.
He called him, he called him not a president. What did he call him? He called him an unofficial
illegal
president. That he was
yeah.
not. He said Russia put him in there, and it was wrong. And he's making the same deal again.
Right.
Yes. Oh,
right.
Absolutely. And he's being very blatant about it this time. Trump is being very blatant about soliciting their for them to hack into our voting machines and to make him president
yep.
again.
You know,
I don't know I want to go back to the
Pelosi. But we don't have time to go back because we got to talk about Pelosi and what's just happened with the Democratic Congress. Do you know what's going on over there? They're telling her to go to hell. They got half of the Congress now wants him to be impeached. They all want
yeah,
something
right.
done.
Yes.
It's gone freaking far. It's way beyond the politics.
Exactly. And I want to go back these for-profit prisons. Our taxpayers' dollars. So now we're all complicit in this. For not speaking out and getting stuff in, we are shelling out $750 per child into those private prisons. You can put them up in the damn Hilton in a 5-star hotel, less than that. $750 a night is what those for-profit prisons are doing. And you know they are funneling most of it right back into the Republicans, congressmen's and senators' pockets for their campaign.
Yeah, and you know, here's this Michael Burgess, this Texas Republican that was on TV talking about how, I've seen these camps and there's nothing wrong with them. There's no lock on the door. Those kids can leave anytime they want. Yeah, right. Like some 2-year-old kid in a shitty diaper is gonna hop on a bus and go to Dallas or go see relatives somewhere else. Give me a break. That guy ought to be in prison.
Jack, let me play a
little
while here. I have twin grandsons that just turned 2 in March. They would not have any concept of all. That basically, it's Stockholm syndrome. They do not have right. They are just they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're separated from their parents.
You know what is happening here, where people are, and there has to be somebody who can get in there with a camera to show how bad, I mean, they've shown some, but they have got to get in there with a camera. Someone has to, whether it's a congressperson or a senator or whoever can get through the doors of these places. You have children
climbing
in these
through the roof, whatever
places.
It takes.
You have You have disease. There's chicken pox broken out, one of those Texas places.
Yeah, everything. You name it. And they're getting fed cold, crappy food.
Does anybody remember the Mariel boat lift? When Cuba opened it? Well, I was down there then. And I'll tell you what, they penned people up under the interstates down in Miami because they knew that all of a sudden we had all these criminals and madmen and lots of horrifying people had come in.
All
with
of Cuba's
a whole
refuse.
Bunch of, and basically riots began, and there is going to be, at some point, there is going to be hell to pay with what's going to happen to, and who are the victims? The people who are going to rise up that are trapped in those camps, the men, the women, and then the children. The children are going to begin to rebel, and they're going to use.
Well, good.
You were a kid. Do you remember when you were a child? I don't know about you, but I was always in trouble. I was never a bad girl, but I was a bad girl. And if you told me, if authority told me that something I couldn't do and I knew it was wrong, and usually my mother stepped up for me, but if authority told me something I couldn't do and I knew it was wrong and it was hurting me, I rebelled. Do you think these children are going to last this long? And they're already in shock. They're already, Marianne Williams pointed out, they're under emotional and physical abuse.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is. And thank you, Trump, for doing that. And that's why that son of a bitch should belong nowhere near the White House or any other elective office. That guy ought to not only be impeached, he ought to be imprisoned for long term for the damage he's done, not only to our country, but to the psyche of these children. My God, and disrupting family. That's not family values, not in my book. This guy, he's insane. We know he's insane.
We need a Nuremberg trial for all those complicit in making this happen. There's got to be retribution and accountability for what they have done to these people and these children.
Whoever steps into that office must make these Republicans accountable, not just Trump.
Oh, no, not just Trump. Everyone that went along with it.
But Republicans.
Yeah, absolutely.
With,
yep.
I was just following orders.
All these enablers like Michael Burgess.
Right. The ethical charges should be being brought against McConnell and his wife right now.
Yeah,
he should not be able to run for the Senate again. I did just notice, it just flashed across my scene that they're saying in many polls that Harris has jumped into third place above my gal, Warren.
Warren did a great job on Wednesday night. She won it on Wednesday night, no doubt about it.
Oh, she was tremendous. And I thought Julian Castro showed up very well, too. I mean, the nice thing about these debates was that after each one of them, all of the candidates were cordial with one another. Big difference from the last time we had debates this size with the Republicans. Big difference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They wanted to kill each other, but they were a lot more cordial this time, no doubt. And that's typical because that's the nature of the Democratic voter and the Democratic politician. There's a big contrast between them and the way the current Republicans act.
I agree. There's one thing I want to say, though, and a sort of a predictive thing that you guys may or may not agree with, but it's all about a lot of the reason they say Biden is ahead and all of this is they're thinking that it's going to come down to this duking it out with who can stand up against Trump type of thing. Scenario. I think
Kamala Harris proved that she can do that.
Well, you know what? I've got to say this is a gross miscalculation. Let's travel back a couple of months to the midterm elections and the blue tsunami that hit it. Why do you think it did? I don't think that any candidate that we choose, any primary candidate that makes it against Trump, whether it's Warren, Julian Castro, Marianne Williamson, anybody who's standing against Trump is going to wipe the floor with him, because he's already wiped the floor with himself with the American people.
Yeah,
you know,
good point.
Think there's a lot to be said.
Go ahead, Jack. That's true, but you know, they'll still have to do the job and make absolutely certain that he cannot rise again, because that guy is absolutely despicable. He's defiant.
I know, but
he's a terrible, terrible man, personally a terrible man, and a horrible president.
But I will again say, it's not the over 50, 65 boomer vote that is the majority in the Democrat Party and Democratic Party anymore. It is a youth vote who is voting for Democrats. It's millennials. It's women.
It's AOC.
And women
it's
of
AOC
color.
Influence.
And it's an AOC actually stood with Warren on the last debate, touting Warren. And that's probably because Warren unabashedly is standing progressively. Who was it, though, who was smart enough to answer with unions? What was his name?
Oh, is that Michael Bennett?
Yeah, he came out with, or was it Inslee, that said, you know what, the most important is I stand with the union.
Right.
And that's exactly what
I thought it
was
Michael Bennett. He came out strongly for the unions. And for the Democratic Party, once again, reasserting itself as the party of the working people. And that was a good move. And you know what? It should have been said a long time ago. And that has got to be adhered again.
I agree. And it was a pretty darn good comeback. I thought they all of them, except I still don't get Mr. Wang. I mean, it sounds
nice.
I'm loving
extra
either. Grand a month, but I don't get him, but I give him all. And people are fighting, of course, the liberals and Democrats. You know, they all bitch among themselves. But I don't get why people are saying that the field's too large and all. You know, I see this as very encouraging, all these candidates, is encouraging what we need the most, which is to have people in our community step up and run for state and government
office
in their county.
Local,
absolutely.
Local offices. And when all of these Democrats that have stood up put that kind of performance on and let you know there's that much care for leadership in this country, finally, it is an encouragement, because the field's going to winnow out I would imagine, pretty soon.
Well, I think this election will prove to be a giant departure from what we've seen in the past for a number of reasons, one of which is the huge influx of young voters who are below 50 who are heavily influencing the Democratic turnout and will vote accordingly.
Fantastic.
And that's a healthy thing. That's a good thing.
Well, Jack, look at this. The once powerful NRA is now running deficits and having to cut back their budgets and even talking about closing down some areas because some high school kids got shot up in Florida and said, we're sick and tired of it. We're going after your ass.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. That was something that
now,
needed to be done a long time ago.
For law-abiding and responsible gun owners who are members of the NRA, I don't think they agree with the platform of their
NRA. I was
going
to say, I've known members who were, you know, hunters, who are members of the NRA, who are now stepping back and said, wait a minute, this is not what we signed on for.
Exactly.
A mentally retarded guy does not need an AR-15. He does not have the right, the God-given right, to own an AR-15 with, you know, bandanas of 30-shot clips, you know, several of them, so he can go up and wipe out 40-some people. And matter of fact, here's a little bit of side note, folks. 1 year ago,
anybody in their
this
right
week,
mind is against that. Anybody in their right mind is against that. Let's face it.
The Capital Gazette, the Annapolis newspaper, where the guy, he was a nut job, who was stalking his this high school girl he knew, and they had police reports and blotters. They printed it. He walked in there and shot up the editor, several of the reporters. I forget how many people, like a dozen people. Don't quote me on that, but plus or minus a dozen people of the newspaper, because he was pissed off that they published the facts and truth from the police blotter in the newspaper. So he went in and killed him 1 year ago this week.
Pathetic. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Time Magazine just did a one-on-one interview with, I guess last week, with Trump. And Trump is doubling down. He's reissued the ICE imperative to go out and pick up thousands of immigrants that they know about. He's going to be doubling down on his it's a hate doctrine.
He's going to do some more hate mongering. It's the hate bashing, because that's what got him.
That's
what got him
up in his face.
I think you're right, Jack. I think this is just good for the Democrats in a way, in a terrible way. But it is.
They showed the picture, it's a Facebook thing, of the father, the mother, and the little girl. And then below that was the father and the little girl drowning, trying to cross the border.
Trying to cross the border.
Right, trying to cross the border.
Well,
because basically these people are escaping persecution, atrocities to the population, which, like I said, I saw firsthand. I have no problem. Right. If I had a teenage daughter and down there with those drug lords and the corrupt federales, they would say, you know what, you got a young daughter here. She's going to go in the whorehouse so she can start producing some revenue for our little group.
Yeah,
become pimps. And I'm going to grab my daughter and get the hell out of there, because my daughter, you're not going to force my daughter to become a whore. That's what we're dealing with, folks.
And, you know, that little girl that drowned and her father trying to cross the river, you know, 23 months old, for God's sake, she could barely even begin to think, and she's dead now because of Trump. And I put the blame squarely on Trump's shoulders, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. And those who are complicit with the same mindset, saying that this is what needs to be done. We're going to take our country back. Nazi salute Heil Hitler. Excuse me. That's not a U.S. patriot.
Right.
Well,
no, not at all. Yeah, I agree.
You know, gentlemen, it's basically going to be a really tear up, nasty political season for the Republicans. I think the Democrats, however, are showing true colors, because it was impressive to me, really, to watch all of them break up after those debates and sort of clap each other on the back and say, you know, hail, well met, fair fellow type of thing. The only thing is that there is going to get to be some kind of, you know, back and forth thrown now. And, of course, the first camp out with adversarial commentary was Bernie Sanders against Warren. That was a week ago. And now we have
but it didn't
Joe
go anywhere,
Biden.
Did it?
So, no, and now we've got Joe Biden against Kamala Harris. The two old white dudes
are the guys that are going to exit first. They are. They're going to be exiting first.
You know, Bernie
still
has he still has his fans out there, but Bernie is not the same Bernie. I mean, he's an elder.
No, let's face it. he's too old. Let's be, and I'm getting old myself, but I realize,
yeah,
you know, you've got to leave it in the hands of people that are able and physically able to handle the office and the burdens of the presidency, which are immense. And I think Bernie's
right.
getting a little too old, and so is Biden. Biden's shown he's lost a step or two, not a lot, but he has lost a step or two from the youthful Biden we used to know. And he's gone.
Right,
that guy's
right.
gone forever. And Bernie Sanders
in
is no spring chicken. He's
right.
he's pursuing a course that is opposed by so many people, even though I like him personally.
Right.
But and I see a lot of
I agree.
Sense in what
I
he talks about. But
yeah, I agree with his ideas. As a person, I find him a cantankerous little fart, but that's just who he is.
Yeah.
He's been a cantankerous little fart
yeah.
since he was a mayor. But
well, he looks like a crabby old man now.
Yeah, and it gets, and because of that crabbiness, people can sometimes mistake it for misogyny too. But
well,
the other
he's never been anti-woman.
No, not politically or
no.
personally that I would say. But
no, personally, no,
off,
no, not at all.
He does come off that
he's,
way.
He looks like the
of
type
way.
Of guy that would be that.
Yes, he comes off because he's dismissive. He's very
yeah.
dismissive, and he's especially dismissive of women who are standing up to him. So he's got sort of a old-fashioned idea of who should be talking first. I don't know. The other thing is that we have the 4th of July coming up here before our
yeah.
next show. And the only other president stupid enough to try to make it something to exploit for himself was a guy by the name of Tricky Dick. And that
yep.
just went over like, well, you know, like a fart in church. And
that was right, exactly what's right in my mouth. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. Well, my July
Trump,
4th at the Saturday Afternoon Post is going to, it'll be like a firecracker and fireworks all at once against Trump and what he's doing politically and culturally
well,
to this country. It's gonna explode is the myth of Trump.
Yeah, he's getting what he wants for the 4th. It's all gonna be centered around him in D.C. He's putting on something and a parade and all of that.
I have a feeling
that could backfire on him too. As you will recall, when Nixon did that, there were fights and it all just sort of
oh, yeah.
melted down on
Yeah.
Of course, we were in the middle
well,
of
Trump's
the
Trump's all show and no go.
Vietnam.
He's all show and no go. He wants to be noticed. He's got to make everything a big event. There's nothing genuine
yeah,
about
yeah,
that in the least.
Up to the point where he becomes a footstool for a little fat boy with a bad haircut from North Korea. I mean,
yeah. Good God, yeah.
I was going to say.
We got two minutes left here. So I want to make sure that, Jack, you get your information about Saturday Afternoon
my
Post.
Post
and what
my post
on.
For tomorrow is going to be revolutionary. It's going to be huge about the debates. And then Thursday, the 4th of July, I've got a special one that is just going to lambast Trump. It's going to be big fireworks about Trump. It's at the Saturday Afternoon Post, and that's where you can find it. www.jodell53.com. That's where you can find it, and it'll be a good one. And so, happy 4th of July, everybody.
Very
well,
good.
Thank you, Wayne and Jack, because we've got seconds here. Jack, will you please sign us off as you usually do?
Everybody, keep pushing forward. We can see the light now. We know where we've got to go, not in the Trump area, but we've got to go away from that and forward, not backward.
Very well stated, Jack. Good night, all.
Yeah, have
Good
a
night,
great week,
and
everybody, and a nice 4th to everybody.
Yes, everybody, celebrate what you love about this country this week. This has been the Sunday Show on Here Be Monsters Radio with Jack Jodell, Wayne Johnson, and myself, Gwen Berry. We'll be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. Tune in. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Gwen. Thank you, Wayne.